Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, riding shotgun. This is the broadcast for March 3rd, 2016. The protection of life, liberty, and property and the promotion of God, family, and country is the top priority for Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, so bottom line is last hour we explained exactly what happened with the Trump campaign, with the booking agency, with what we did, etc. We're prepared to prove every bit of it. We wanted to lay off the Trump campaign and actually help, not hurt the campaign. The problem is, when Donald Trump Jr. gets on the radio and tells me, yeah, all these people are weak-kneed and they're weak. That's why. And then he goes off and trashes the mainstream press along with us, justifiably so, just like his father did. That's all wonderful. Great interview. By the way, it's available at libertyroundtable.com. And look at Tuesday's show, First Hours, the whole live interview, by the way. The next day, the mainstream press comes out swinging, attacking James Edwards, calling him a pro-slavery advocate, calling him a white supremacist, saying that he doesn't believe the Holocaust occurred, saying that he, you know, all these things. They claim, well, we quoted it right from his website, Sam. Well, Donald Trump Jr. brought out that, you know what, Donald will give an hour speech and they'll take, you know, minute 3 and minute 20 and minute 42 and act like it was one statement, taking it completely out of context. Total manipulation by the mainstream press. Media Matters, one of the most evil among them. They didn't talk to me or James or Donald Trump Jr. They just wrote this hack and they got all the facts wrong. And so the media started picking it up left and right yesterday. Well, I called a few of them and threatened to flat out sue them if they didn't stop their lies. Believe it or not, Politico got a hold of us. And I talked to the gal, Eliza, at Politico. Very nice young lady. And believe it or not, she was fair. And she spent a lot of time with me to correct the story. And they printed what they would call a correction. They don't allow what's called a retraction, which baffles me because now we're playing games with words. Nevertheless, we did get a ton of things corrected in Politico. Now, they still think James Edwards is a pro-slavery, white supremacist extremist. And they're trying to paint me that way, too. But at least they're getting some of the facts right about who says and believes what, etc. The problem is Donald Jr. is not acquainted with what's happening. And Donald Trump Jr. now is disavowing and backing away and running from and hiding from James Edwards as if it's somehow political dynamite and going to explode in his face. What Donald Trump Jr. needs to do is stand and not wimp out, not be weak-kneed. He needs to get a little bit of cojones, pardon the term, and he needs to stand up. No offense, and I'm not trying to be rude, but they need to, and here's why. Now that they've backed down and said, we disavow, let me ask you a question. You're not allowed to do a radio interview with James Edwards, an American citizen who may believe slightly different than you or advocate for principles that you may or may not agree with, but yet you're going to somehow have your father go talk to the Cuban dictator thug or the Chinese communist leaders or somebody in North Korea or somebody else around the world in the Taliban or somebody with Hezbollah or the Russians or the drug cartels or the, okay, you're not going to talk to James Edwards because by golly, he supposedly believes in pro-slavery. Okay, it's bogus, and it needs to stop. And see, Ron Paul has more guts than Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr., because when they brought up that, oh, all the prostitutes are for you, Ron Paul, what do you say about that? Ron's like, well, I've been married for 40 years. I don't believe in prostitution, but if the prostitutes want to stand for freedom, let them. Just so you know, that bold, not back down stance absolutely shut up the mainstream press. They quit bugging Ron about it. And the Donald needs to stand, too, and not disavow anybody. All right. So anyway, the bottom line is I commend Eliza at Politico for doing her best to change the story and get it right. I say Media Matters is evil as all get out. I commend a lot of people who called me first to get the real story, called James first to try to get the real story and know the facts. They're the ones that don't have egg on their face now. But the mainstream press is having their way. Trump runs around saying, we get it. The mainstream press is horrible. The Americans are getting it. He said it over and over and over and over, as he basically agreed with everything we said. He knew who James Edwards was. We talked about Pat Buchanan. We talked about the presidential campaign that James Edwards supported. They gave James Edwards media credentials. Their press agency, on behalf of the campaign, did reach out to James Edwards. We did the interview. I emailed everybody, and everybody was involved in the email. They didn't have any... They don't have any wiggle room, folks, about this idea that somehow, golly, there was so many people in a room and they didn't really know who was talking because it was by phone. And that's a lie. We clearly identified James Edwards as the host of the politicalcesspool.org radio program. We clearly say he was at the rally. We clearly say he was media credentialed. Okay, this interview was legitimate. Donald Trump Jr. just doesn't have the guts to tell it like it is. Hey, I don't care who in America it is. An illegal alien? James Edwards? A prostitute? Maybe a politician? Maybe some thug from the media? I'll talk to anybody about making America great again. I'll talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere about how to make America great. How to bring jobs back. How to obey the Constitution. How to shut down thuggery at all political levels. I will do anything that I can anywhere, anytime. I'll talk to the Cubans. I'll talk to the Communist Chinese. I'll talk to the North Koreans about our Constitution, about our way of life, about who we are and what we stand for. Because you know what? I might gain converts. I might gain believers. I might change somebody's mind. And I'm not afraid to talk to anyone. But somehow Barack Hussein Obama can hang out with Black Lives Matters and promote what? Muslim radicalism right in the White House, and no one can talk about that. But by golly, you talk to James Edwards and oh my goodness, oh, I gotta disavow. The mainstream press beat Trump to a pulp over the last couple of days. And the sad part about the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, is now Trump's gonna lose his whole campaign over it, probably. James Edwards, welcome, sir. I'm convinced this will be the undoing of Trump.
Certainly hope not. I mean, this is smash mouth presidential politics, and I agree that they should have taken a different tack. And in fact, they have taken a different tack and have been very bold and, dare I say, ballsy with just about everything else the media has tried to stick at them. And yet when a relatively legitimate accusation is made against them, they act like it didn't happen. And I guess you could say, and Sam, I want to say this too. Number one, it's an honor to stand in the trenches with you, brother. You are a real man with integrity of the highest order. But I guess, the way you conducted and broke down the series of events that led to this national media furor in the first hour was flawless. I was absolutely enthralled listening to you present the case. Nobody could have done it better. Now, that being said,
the checks in the mail, sir.
You could argue, I guess, that the Trump campaign had plausible deniability because a third-party booking agency set up the interview. You know, frankly, I had 50 reporters email me yesterday for comments on this story. And as I talk to you right now live on the radio, I can't think of the name of a single one. I'm sure Donald Trump Jr. is very much the same way. He talks to a lot of different people.
I agree with that completely. What I don't agree with is this idea that you can't talk to people you disagree with. That's the problem.
Well, that's true, too.
It doesn't matter if he knew or not, James.
You nailed with that. They can go talk with terrorists. They can, you know, negotiate with legitimate rogue regimes, as any president should, not negotiate with terrorists, but, you know, deal with them. You know,
hey, let me give you an example. He would be allowed to talk to Charles Manson and be okay with it, but not you.
Yeah, but not me. And it should go without saying that I unequivocally reject the way I've been labeled. The whole thing with a white supremacist, that's the most vile thing you could ever call a white man. I am a Christian. I am a conservative. I am absolutely, make no doubt about it, I am a pro-white advocate. I believe that every ethnic and racial group should have spokespeople and organizations that seek to advance their particular interests. But that does not mean that because I value the contributions that Europeans have made to society, that I value our history and our culture and our heritage and our traditions, that in any way I hate or look down upon other people. I think everyone ought to have the right to do that, including our people. And certainly other people do have that right, Sam. It's natural and healthy. There's all kinds of organizations that advance Hispanic interests and Jewish interests and black interests. And I think that's great. I'm all for that. I would never say they're not allowed to have that. But somebody like me does it, and all of a sudden I'm a white supremacist, which is totally false. But this thing about pro-slavery is so utterly ridiculous and despicable. You know what they did? I may have mentioned this yesterday. They went through all the way back to a very obscure, short...
I'm going to let you rock and roll on this point. What they did is they took, just like Donald Trump's speech and Donald Jr. said, they took the 3-minute mark, the 20-minute mark, the 45-minute mark. They acted like it was all one statement, completely belligerently taken out of context, intentionally so. James Edwards will respond in seconds. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so we're talking about white slavery, this charge against James Edwards. They're trying to make it stick on Donald Trump Jr. as well. Donald Trump Jr. disavows. What a weak-kneed wimp. I think you got to stand up and tell them they're nuts on parade. I can talk to anybody in America anytime I want to. I can even help the guy on the street that's a murderer if I want to. In fact, Jesus Christ would ask me to help that person. Nevertheless, he wimps out and starts to back away with supposedly plausible deniability. See, I don't accept any of that. It's bogus. You should be able to talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere, for any reason. That doesn't mean, now, if you participate in some debauchery, that's a different discussion. If they found Rand Paul at a brothel, okay, I get it. Okay, but Ron Paul just said, look, if the prostitutes want to stand for freedom, let them. That was the end of that. See, being weak kneed doesn't help. It doesn't do good to back down. It does right to stand up and be counted, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that Donald Trump Jr. ought to get her done. Nevertheless, James Edwards, you were talking about this pro-slavery idea they claim you support.
Well, I've been labeled with a lot of slurs over the course of my 11-year career in radio. None of them accurate, I might add. White supremacist, Holocaust denier, neo-Nazi, anti-Semite. You know, these are just radioactive shut-up words. We've never addressed the Holocaust on my show. We've never promoted Nazism on my show or on my website or in print. We've never advocated for slavery. On and on and on. Only because I say, you know what, I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of my people. And that, since I'm pro-white, only because of that I get labeled with all of these slurs, and it's not applied to anyone else who does the same thing. Now, but I have never been accused of being a slavery advocate until yesterday. And what happened was, if you just give me about 5 minutes to run this through, Sam, I can clearly and concisely sum this up. One outlet posted that I was a pro-slavery outlet, and then 50 other outlets, and I'm talking about everybody from CNN and Reuters, the New York Times, everybody copy and pasted that article. This is the establishment media. This isn't just a group of left-wing bloggers that aren't supposed to be under the reforms of journalistic integrity. Of course, we know that the mainstream media, the establishment media, has no credibility and that they're irredeemably corrupt, which is why so many people are coming to alternative sources such as Liberty News Radio. But they just copy and pasted the piece, and none of them. Now, I did get a ton of media requests yesterday, but most of them were asking where they could find the Donald Trump interview. Not one of them wrote to ask me if I was, in fact, an advocate of slavery. They regurgitated that. They vomited that lie up, that filthy lie from the pit of hell, under their masthead as if it was gospel truth. So this has been a ubiquitous accusation in the media yesterday that I'm an advocate of slavery or that I'm pro-slavery. Nothing to be further from the truth. And I feel as though the media almost certainly knows this, but just doesn't care. It makes for a much more salacious story if they can clearly distort a quote from a blurb that I penned in 2008, nearly 10 years ago, and pervert it to fit their agenda. Now, here's what it was. Here's the whole story. That quote in question where they are saying I'm pro-slavery came from a black writer for the Jamaican Observer. I posted this short excerpt to my website. This is what this black writer for the Jamaican Observer wrote. He said, "We blacks were changed for the better on account of slavery. We are a better race today because our ancestors went through slavery. The millions of lives lost were not in vain. The Europeans proclaimed the need for us to be civilized through slavery, and though this may be hard to understand, they were right. Indeed, based on what is happening in black Africa today and the standards of living there, slavery was, for us in the West, in many respects, our salvation." Now, that's an honest black writer. I said, for obvious reasons, and that post dated August 11th, 2008, that I agreed with him. Now, it should go without saying that I was agreeing with him because it's true that blacks in America were introduced to Christianity and that their descendants, those with us today, now enjoy freedom and a better standard of living than blacks anywhere else in the world. It should clearly have gone without saying that I wasn't agreeing with them because I wish slavery on anyone or wish to revive the practice. The fact of the matter is, Sam, throughout history, all races have suffered the hardships of slavery, and all have enslaved others. Slavery isn't a unique experience to blacks in the antebellum South. Whites, too, have been enslaved in the past, but it was whites who ended slavery in the civilized world. Needless to say, this pleases me. And if they're so concerned about slavery, you know, it still exists today, although it exists exclusively in non-white third world countries, many in the Middle East. I guess modern-day slavery doesn't matter, does it, Sam, because the members of the media can't gain political capital from it. Political correctness doesn't allow them to shake down and attack certain people. I have no problem admitting that I wish slavery had never existed, for many reasons, one being that it is used as a bludgeon to make whites feel a universal sense of guilt and shame. But just my last comment on this. Pat Buchanan, who's been on my show several times, has previously written something very similar in his nationally syndicated column. This is what Pat Buchanan wrote about slavery. "America has been the best country on earth for black folks. It was here that 600,000 black people, brought from African slave ships, grew into a community of 40 million, were introduced to Christian salvation, and reached the greatest levels of freedom and prosperity blacks have ever known. No people anywhere has done more to lift up blacks than white Americans. Untold trillions have been spent since the 1960s on welfare, food stamps, rent supplements, Section 8 housing, Pell Grants, student loans, legal services, Medicaid, earned income tax credits, and poverty programs designed to bring the African-American community into the mainstream. So you take that. I agree with Pat Buchanan. I agree with the black writer for the Jamaican Observer. And they took that quote and perverted it into that I am an advocate for slavery and that Donald Trump Jr. is doing radio interviews with people who want to bring back slavery. It is a lie from the pit of hell. These people should be embarrassed. They should be ashamed. They should not have jobs. This should be actionable. That should be lie. I know I'm a public figure, but that is so bogus. There should be repercussions for those people.
All right. So the bottom line is then, I have said it the same principle, but differently. I've said this. America has been the best for everyone who have come to this country. I don't care if it's whites, blacks, fat, tall, whatever, skinny, men, women. America has been great for everyone. Trump wants to make America great again. I don't see how we disagree on any of that.
What and about also, blind guys?
Oh, Sam, blind guys, they don't count. Those people, it's been horrible for them. No, you're right, Kurt. It's everyone. Blind people, black people, blind people who don't know if people are black, you know, okay?
Yeah, what about a headline today like mainstream media beats up on blind guy? How would that headline go?
Oh, that never carried.
That's really what's going on.
Actually, the truth is I beat them up. I slaughtered them, though. I'm telling you now. Mainstream press people have had to change their articles because I threatened to sue them.
Yeah, tell the audience a little bit, Sam, about, you know, because this is interesting when people have the opportunity to hear behind the scenes of how the stuff works that they can't see. You were dealing with the establishment press. Rush Limbaugh is right. They are the drive-by media. They had no intention to get the facts right. They had a story written, a narrative written in advance, and they were going to roll with that story, the facts be damned. But we had a chance to talk to a few of them. Share with the audience how that went for you.
You know, some of them are so hardcore they don't care. They're just evil, and they're just going to do what they do, and they're going to say, you know what, sue us. We got plenty of money. We'll bury you. And that's why I said in the last hour, you know what, a lot of these people in the media are absolutely evil. All right, they're not honest. They're not genuine. They're not even looking for the truth. They have an agenda and an axe to grind. But there are those who truly do care. This gal, Eliza at Politico, for example, she got the story wrong because she jumped on the bandwagon and got snookered. But I called her up, and I had a great conversation with her. And at first, I ripped her apart because her headline says, host, you know, is pro-slavery, who did this interview. Well, I'm the host that did the interview. If you want to get technical, James isn't. He was the guest on our show. Okay, so I said, if you don't change that headline and retract that, I will absolutely sue you. And I'm telling you right now, it wasn't but an hour later. They had changed their story big time and included about 10 quotes from me and about 5 from you, James.
But, you know, I got to give you, I don't like Politico. I mean, they're part of the left-wing media. They're a problem. But in this case, this one reporter, this female named Eliza, she did the very best she could. And we have to understand that a lot of these reporters are under the tyranny of their editors, and their editors are more important with advancing a certain narrative, advancing political correctness, enforcing political correctness, getting the facts right. But she did her best, I feel.
She did, and I think she was an honest, nice girl, and I give her credit, and I thank her for at least doing her best given the circumstances. Quick pause, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, James Edwards on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day. Painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm sorry to have to kind of rip Donald Trump Jr. apart about this. The sad part is we're having to defend ourselves because no one's willing to tell you the truth. The mainstream press lies. Then the Trump campaign, in other words, in an effort to get out of hot water and not melt down, throws us under the bus. Okay, this is unacceptable behavior. Let me give you an example to make the point. You need to stand against these thugs for who they are. And Mitt Romney is in the news. And Mitt Romney loves Donald Trump. Now listen carefully to me. Mitt Romney loves Donald Trump. He praised Donald Trump to the umpth degree. But now, because the mainstream press and the political hacks on the inside demand it, Mitt Romney caves and sells out Donald Trump. And this is what Donald Trump and Donald Jr. are doing to us. Listen carefully to what Mitt Romney said to a crowd about Donald Trump. This was before the mainstream press and the inside bureaucrats got to Romney. Here's what Romney thinks of Trump, okay?
Donald Trump has shown an extraordinary ability to understand how our economy works, to create jobs for the American people. He's done it here in Nevada. He's done it across the country. He understands that our economy is facing threats from abroad. He's one of the few people who stood up and said, you know what, China has been cheating. They've taken jobs from Americans. They haven't played fair. We have to have a president who will stand up to cheaters. We believe in free trade and free enterprise, but we don't believe in allowing people to cheat day in and day out. I spent my life in the private sector, not quite as successful as this guy, but successful nonetheless, sufficiently successful to understand what it takes to get America to be the most attractive place in the world for innovators, entrepreneurs, and business and job creators. I think it's time for us to recognize we can't keep going down the road we're on. We have to dramatically change course. So I want to say thank you to Donald Trump and look forward to seeing you out of the trail. Thank you, Donald.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what he said. You can't get more glowing than that. You just can't. Well, now, Kirk Crosby, Romney, taking a cue from the mainstream press thugs and the inside political hacks. Of course, you can talk to them, but you can't talk to James Edwards, by golly. The political hacks have got Romney to now do a complete Romney classical flip-flop, Kurt.
Well, that's right. In one of the latest pieces, WorldNet Daily piece, the headline reads, Romney rips Trump as phony and fraud. And now, it's a rather lengthy piece, but I jerked out of it basically what Rush Limbaugh said about it. And I think he's pretty much telling you what's going on behind the scene. He says, and Rush, you know, occasionally does some good. You know, he has agreed that he's a Republican water boy in the past, and that Sam teaches you that on the He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules CD or DVD. But to Rush Limbaugh's phrase, he says, it boggles the mind to think elites in Washington, D.C. would use Romney in an attempt to derail Trump's campaign. Quote, one of the three-pronged strategies for the GOP establishment is to wait it out and hope that Trump doesn't get the 1,237 delegates needed to clinch the nomination. There's another part of that strategy, he goes on to say, if it looks like that might happen, Romney would enter the race at the end, like before the California primary, and go in there and actually having contested as a candidate, and then the party unites and coalesces around Romney, Limbaugh said. I kid you not, this is an establishment dream. There are some in the Republican Party to whom that is the solution. It boggles the mind. They're going to send Romney out there to ring the warning bell, Limbaugh added, but of all people to send out this warning to describe what they're doing, you can't avoid sounding mean, unbelieving. It's really hard. Why don't they send Arizona Senator John McCain out? Why don't they send Bob Dole out? Anyway, there's a little bit of the behind-the-scenes stuff for you, huh, Sam?
You're absolutely right, and that just kind of shows that's what happens when you kowtow to the mainstream press. In order to make them happy, you're willing to sell your sell your soul. And that's kind of what I believe flip-flopper Romney did to Trump. It's a tragic situation. But Trump's son, Jr., is doing that to us. Now, let me give you an anecdote to make the point even more striking, savory, whatever you want to say. Headline from The Blaze. Now, I can't believe Glenn Beck for writing about this guy. Glenn Beck's probably a racist for even considering letting this guy have a voice in the discussion. Actually, I joke and mock the mainstream press. The truth is, I commend The Blaze and Glenn Beck for this story. Here's what it says. David Duke, remember, that's the, quote, KKK guy, right? All right, David Duke explodes at TV host who introduces him as former KKK member and says the Klan is irrelevant. Now, here's the deal. Former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke appeared on a conservative television program, and fireworks quickly ensued, says The Blaze. Duke objected off the bat when the host, Steve Malzberg, introduced him as a former Klansman. Anyway, they got into it. And David Duke said, I was a member of the Klan for like 3 years, 40 years ago, and I was a peaceful member. I was also in the House of Representatives, in other words, a congressman, and you don't mention that at all. So let me ask you, the host says, do you still have a problem with Jews? Malzberg asked. Do you have a problem with blacks? Duke said he didn't consider himself anti-Jewish or anti-black, and called the newspaper that the host Malzberg cited as totally bogus. But you were the Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard, weren't you? Pressed the host. Duke said he was a non-violent Klan member for 3 years, and then he left. He said the Klan 40 years ago is irrelevant. I am not in the Klan. Do you understand that? He raises his voice at the host and says, but you were, the host doubled down. See, they won't let this go. Duke said that it was unfair that he was introduced as a former Klansman when, listen carefully, CNN contributor Van Jones is not introduced as a former communist. I'm going to say it again. Van Jones, CNN contributor. Why don't they introduce him as a former communist, huh? Mouseburg tried to interject. In other words, shut Duke down. But Duke spoke out boldly, and here's what he said. "Let me finish, please," the former Grand Wizard shouted. See how they play that game? You should say the former congressman shouted. Do you see how that wordsmithing changes the narrative significantly? How about the American citizen former congressman said, "I want at least a chance to finish my thought." He asked politely, in fact. He said, "Please. I want to get to Donald Trump," the host said. "Let me finish," Duke said. "Let me please finish. Let me finish my statement." Then he says this. "I want to go on and ask you about Donald Trump," continues the host. "I want to answer your question," says David Duke. "If I don't have an opportunity to answer your question fully, in fact, I haven't even been able to speak one sentence without you, the host, interrupting me." So Duke said, "I feel like I have an unfair standard applied to me." He said it was not fair. Jones was never referred to as a former communist, but Duke is always referred to as a former KKK member. Duke said that he was supporting Trump because he believes that it will destroy America if European Americans become a tiny minority. And that there, meaning the European Americans, are being discriminated against today. Now, David Duke said he didn't have any contact with Trump in any form. But what they say in the article is the former Grand Wizard didn't have any. Okay, see how they play these games? Duke became the center of controversy after Trump refused to disavow him during an interview on the Sunday program with Jake Tapper. Now, Trump then said he had never heard of the, quote, former Klansman. See, that's a lie. Trump knows who David Duke is. Everybody in the country who's been involved in politics or big money circles know who David Duke is. Okay? Yes, he was involved in the Klan for a short time. He has basically disavowed the Klan now, though. And he has been a congressman elected by his constituency. Okay? Now, I'm not here to defend David Duke, but I am here to defend America. And you know what? I defend David Duke's right to believe and say and think what he wants to, whether I agree or not. So I don't defend agreeing with him, because I don't agree with David Duke on a lot of things. But I do agree with this idea that this is America, not China. And even if David Duke has some very heinous views, in someone's opinion, does that give them the right to act like he's, quote, second citizen? But yet defend Van Jones, who used to be a communist? We'll talk more. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Where do you stand, Americans? Do you agree with the idea that, hey, people can have their own views?
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so David Duke taking it to the mainstream press. David Duke explodes at so-called conservative TV host who introduces him as former KKK member. He could have been introduced as a congressman because he's been both. He was a KKK person 40 years ago. I don't even think the KKK exists now. Nevertheless, David Duke asked, why is CNN contributor Van Jones not introduced as a former communist? And that's kind of the dichotomy here, is that it applies to whoever they want it to, and it doesn't apply to whoever they don't want it to. Hillary Clinton is involved with all kinds of ne'er-do-well thugs. But they don't really bring that up every time they introduce her. They introduce her as a candidate for the United States presidency. You know? Nevertheless, she's been involved in scandal after scandal after scandal till the cows come home. Okay? Same thing with Robert Byrd, Hillary Clinton's great friend back in the day. He was in the Ku Klux Klan as well, but nobody brought up that Senator Byrd was that, really. It wasn't a big issue. Okay? When they refer to Glenn Beck, they don't run around and go, the alcoholic. They don't say that every time. Okay? In America, we believe in change. And if David Duke has changed, you know what? Good on him. But whether he's changed or not, whether he agrees with me, whether I agree with him, is not important. What is important is we say this. We believe you can say, believe, and think what you want to in America, and we have the right to disagree, and we can be agreeable in doing so. We don't need to throw David Duke under the bus. We can say, you know what? I'll talk to David anytime, anywhere. I'll be kind to him. I will set out the message of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, whom I follow, and hope it improves the life of David Duke and everyone else, including Van Jones, former communist, including Hillary Clinton, okay, including everyone. And the dichotomy here is that the Trump campaign says they get it, but they don't. They just threw James Edwards under the bus for lies the media has told about James. They then threw me under the bus in a roundabout way because I guess I somehow deceived them when I had James on the radio with me. Now, that's a lie, but that's what they're claiming. Okay? The bottom line is, we all need to stand up to these thugs in the media and stop it. Okay? I'll talk to anyone, ladies and gentlemen, and try to influence them for my good cause of the promotion of God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property. I will. Okay? Now, even Chris Christie is getting tossed under the bus for joining Trump. Believe it or not, New Hampshire newspaper that endorsed Chris Christie now says, quote, boy, were we wrong. And now they made Donald Trump swear he'd back the Republican Party, even if he wasn't the nominee. And now that he's going to be the nominee, they're going to switch, bait and switch, and play games. They're going to run around now and say, oh, we're not going to back that. We're going to push for a third party. We're going to let Romney join the race and attack Trump when he praised Trump just mere months ago. Okay, these people are dishonest thugs. They're liars. They're cheaters. They're scandalous. They have no integrity whatsoever. And sadly, the Trump campaign's fallen into that mix. And I submit to you, if they go down that road of weak need agenda, they will lose to the mainstream thugs because he who owns the media makes the rules. If they stand strong and stand together, we might actually get somewhere. For example, Ben Carson sees no path forward in his campaign. So he hasn't suspended his campaign, but he's not going to be attending the debate tonight. Well, I was one who said, you know what, if we're going to pick from those who are in the race to try to eliminate competition, maybe Donald Trump ought to consider picking Ben Carson. Now, I'm a promoter of slavery, but I want Ben Carson to be a vice presidential pick. Get that for your confusion. Okay, these people are thugs, folks. And I've said it on the radio more than once. Kirk Cosby has been for Ben Carson quite a bit. We stand for the David A. Clark Jr., black man Democrat, who's a sheriff, because he believes in our right to keep and bear arms, and because he's an honest gentleman. He takes on the Black Lives or Lies Matter movement big time. Okay? We stand for what's right. We reject what's wrong every time. And if the Trump campaign would do that, they would be defending us right now, not jettisoning us. Same thing is true with David Duke. Hey, whenever David Duke does something good, I support it. When David Duke says, hey, I'm not against the blacks or the Jews, but I do believe that Europeans, if they become a tiny minority, it'll be bad for our heritage, bad for our future. I agree with him because the principle is correct. I'm not going to jettison anybody, and I'm not going to double down in defense of anybody. I'm going to stand on principle every single time. And until we do that, Americans, the question is, when is it your turn to get thrown under the bus, huh? I humbly ask that and turn it over to you, James.
Sam, you have been an inspiration beyond measure. I knew, as always, this broadcast would be good with you at the helm, but I think you've outdone even your own standards today in breaking down this case and presenting our arguments and standing defiantly. You know, when the crushing stress of the international media, this thing has now gone international. Just within the last few minutes, it became the top news story and the United Kingdom Daily Mail, which is...
because the Daily Mail tried to call me at 6 a.m., and I didn't answer their call this morning.
Yeah, see, I mean, this is what's going on. UK Daily Mail, CNN had a panel on it last night. They were debating this on live television last night. A friend of mine called me, hey, look, they're talking about you on CNN. Yeah, been there, done that. I was playing with my kids. I just said, you know, I'm not interested in watching that because I know what it's going to be in advance. But I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The man who hosts this radio program, Sam Bushman, is an oak. When you get all of this relentless, unfair defamation and attack, so many people cower and crumble at the first blow. And we have been, every time I refresh the Google News search about this story, more articles are popping up. Reuters, CNN, everywhere, New York Times.
Oh, yeah. So listen to this. Donald Trump Jr. cannot talk to James Edwards, okay? However, Barack Hussein Obama can hang out with Jeremiah Wright for 20 years, and that's cool. You see the problem, folks?
Exactly. I mean, well, of course, there's a double standard. And let me tell you something, as everyone knows, the media never lets double standards and hypocrisy trip them up. They just keep on trucking. I mean, they have no sense of honor at all. But the motto of my radio show, I've been attacked many, many times in the national press. Never anything this big. This is the biggest one because it deals with the front runner for the presidency of the United States. Okay, so this is big even for me. But the principles are no retreat, no surrender, no apology.
And we're not going to retreat, we're not going to surrender, and we're not going to apologize because we've done nothing wrong. The interview with Donald Trump Jr. was absolutely stellar. It was appropriate. Everybody in the nation should hear it so they know the truth. And I would submit to you this, though. I'm going to take on the mainstream press like never before, like I always have. And I invite any of you people from the mainstream press, I don't care what camp you sit in, to come on my radio program at my expense. I'll pay for the call. I'll donate the time. And I will debate you on any of these issues. And I will absolutely clean your clock. Because you will never justify the hypocrisy going on here. You will lose. All right? Barack Obama hanging out with Black Lives Matter. Barack Obama and these guys and the whole nation praising Martin Luther King Jr. He was a thug. Okay? Let's be clear. I don't care that he was black. If he was white, I'd say he was a thug too. Because he had morals that are absolutely unacceptable. right? The bottom line is, I praise good, honest people that are doing their best, though. I don't care what color they are anyway. But the Black Lives Matter people say that us white people are afraid to talk about race. We're afraid to talk about these uncomfortable issues, as they put it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I challenge the mainstream press to put me on with anybody, anytime, anywhere, and we'll talk about this uncomfortable subject. And I would request that everybody sitting down at the table close their eyes so they can be blind for the discussion. Do they have the guts? Are they willing to accept my gauntlet challenge or not, James?
Sam, nobody can say it like you. Nobody.
Anytime, anywhere, baby.
And listen, you have to have, you're a man, I'm a man. There's not a lot of men out there. Most people crumble and cave and apologize. And when you've done nothing wrong and you're sure of your beliefs, you don't do that. You don't give them what they want. Because let me tell you something, that doesn't absolve you in their eyes. They're going to keep calling you these ridiculous things. You don't absolve yourself. You don't get forgiveness. And so you don't ask for forgiveness from people who are unreasonable when you've done nothing wrong. And I think what you've done here, Sam, should be a model for your audience to follow in their daily lives. If you are convinced that you are right, move forward and let the chips fall where they may. But don't let people who are evil and who are out to pervert the facts and who hate you and who hate your faith dictate how you're going to live your life.
Kurt?
I'm not going to do it, and you're not going to do it. And Kurt's not going to do it either.
And ladies and gentlemen, especially if you're first-time listeners or maybe you're listening from the Daily Mail or wherever you are, just so you know, Sam has been a blind person since he was born. He's been living with that all his life. He and his wife have, raised 8 children. You know, I mean, he knows this whole picture pretty well as well, an individual with a handicap, I guess you could say. And if you're going to treat him that way, he's going to come right back to you.
I'm going to come right back to you, and I'm going to use evidence on my side to tell the tale of liberty. See, the problem is the mainstream press and the inside politicians, they are so entrenched in their lies and their hypocrisy that they will absolutely lose real discussions. And if you don't believe me, every time Donald Trump has stood up boldly against them, he has virtually won. It's when you back down and you compromise the truth, that is when you begin to lose big. They know it. That's why they do it. The phones are ringing off the hook, but I can't take your call because the radio program's over. I don't know if people understand that, but radio programs start and end based on our clocks, okay?
So it's probably the Daily Mail, Sam.
The Daily Mail doesn't know what time it is. They're in the wrong country. but anyway, if they want to get on the radio, all they got to do is coordinate it with me, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. We'll get it done at my expense. The gauntlet has been laid down. Let's see how many people have the guts to come to the table. You are listening to Sam Bushman, James Edwards, and Kurt Crosby of the politicalcesspool.org and libertyroundtable.com. This nation shall endure.